February 9, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Security under strain. Opening prayer. Almighty God, I come to you with thanksgiving and worship. Help me, that the joy you give me in following you will be shared with everyone I meet today. Read Psalm chapter 125. A song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. Reflect. The light of God guides me. The love of God surrounds me. The shield of God protects me. The peace of God fills me. The term scepter often occurs in the contexts of sovereignty. The scepter of the wicked, verse 3a, therefore refers to the rule of the wicked kings, who may be from the community of faith, for example, Manasseh, Ahab, Ahaz, or outside the community of faith, Assyrian, Babylonian, or Persian. God's people are under severe strain, as the wicked are in control of the allotted territory of the righteous. There are hints of a threatening possibility that the righteous might use their hands to do evil, verse 3b. If the wicked continue to persecute God's people might cease to be loyal to the Lord. Despite challenging circumstances, the psalmist's utterance exudes a deep sense of trust. First, that those who trust the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion, which is the immovable, everlasting symbol of God's presence in the world, verse 1. Second, just as Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains, those who trust the Lord are surrounded by God's protection forever, verse 2. Third, the rule of the wicked will not last forever, as God will banish them from his people's land, verse 3a and 5a. Fourth, the declaration of peace on Israel is uttered longingly, verse 5b. Finally, the psalmist pleads to God to do good to those who are good and upright in heart, verse 4. This petition reflects his confidence in God's execution of justice for his faithful servants. Similarly, God's people today are certainly not living in a vacuum, free of evils, troubles, and trials. There are times when we are under difficult circumstances that challenge our faith. There are pressing moments when we are tempted to turn our backs on God. Amid such crises, may we hold fast to our faith in a secure God, who protects and vindicates. Apply. Where in your life are there challenges, attacks, heartbreaks, disappointments? Where are your most significant sources of support? Closing prayer. Father, when life feels like it is spinning out of control, remind me that you reign over the world and over my life circumstances. Help me to find peace in you.